nutritionist and CEO of Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking Program is with us. Dr. Cantor, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Thank you for being here. Well, tomorrow, of course, kids are going to come back to the house with a basket full of, well, about 2 years' worth of calories in there, I guess. Now, I love asparagus. It's one of my favorites, but handing out asparagus spears, I think, to kids is going to get my house egged. But are you saying there are some healthful, good things you can give away that would replace some of the candy?
Yeah, first of all, there is some healthier candy, but you should take a few steps before that, if you have a minute. Number one, make sure your child is fed properly before they go out for Halloween, especially if you're going to go with them. Make sure they eat a healthy meal that has protein, healthy fats in it, fruits and vegetables and all that, and they're full. And that'll help. You know, you don't want to go shopping on an empty stomach. You don't want to go trick-or-treating on an empty stomach, because they'll be eating the candy as they're getting it.
Or the parents will.
Well, so that's one thing. Another thing is try to concentrate on the costume and have the child help make the costume. You know, try to take some of the emphasis as much as humanly possible off the candy. Because the candy, no matter how we twist it or turn it, is unhealthy. Sugar is not healthy. That's the number one addiction in the United States. It stimulates the opiate receptors. It releases dopamine, which makes you want more sugar. It throws the insulin mechanism off. There's dyes in it. There's high fructose corn syrup. So you want to be careful and do everything you can. Another thing is to make sure they're properly hydrated. Drink lots of water. Have them make the water with you. I talked about it once on your show before. There's a special...
Wait. I have to stop you there. What do you mean, make the water?
There's a special water called Aqua OH. It's a hydroxide alkaline water. You can't taste the difference, but it comes as a concentrate, where you put 1 ounce of the hydroxide alkaline water, Aqua OH, in regular water. So 1 ounce makes 32 ounces. Let the child make it with you, and then they'll take ownership of it. The good thing about it is sugar causes acidity, which causes acidosis, which causes inflammation. This sucks up the acid from your body to prevent the inflammation, and they can't taste it. There's no difference in the taste, but it has hydroxide, OH, in it, and that runs around and scoops up the hydrogen protons, which are, you know, like a Pac-Man, and that's where the acid comes from. If they make it with you, you know, which it's not that hard, you pour 1 ounce into 31 ounces of water and have them drink that, but they made it, they take ownership of it, and that all those things will help lower the effect of the sugar and lower the amount of candy that they eat.
You mentioned there is healthy candy.
Yes.
You might need to explain that a little further.
Okay, there's some candies out there that are less harmful. I say healthy, but anything with sugar isn't healthy. But I have a list of... am I allowed to give brand names? Okay.
Yes, we do it all the time.
No problem. I'm not associated with any of them. But okay, I have a list of 10 that are much healthier. One is Newman's Own Chocolate. OWN chocolate. It's organic chocolate with no additives or high fructose corn syrup. So it's a lot healthier. Another one is Annie's Organic Fruit Snacks. It's vegan, it's gelatin-free, it's fat-free, it's naturally gluten-free, there's no additives or preservatives, it's certified organic, it's made with real fruit juice, and you can get all of these either at a health food store, like Whole Foods, or off of the internet. Another one is called Pirate Booty, B-O-O-T-Y.
Oh, I know that. I've got it in, like, mass gallons at my house. Pirate Booty is good, though. It's better than, like, a Cheeto or something like that.
Yeah, these are gluten-free cheese puffs. They're a great alternative to candy, and it's a perfect size for handing out. Another one is they have small packs of Planters Nut and Sea Trail Mix. It's rich in healthy fats, and it's reduced in sugar. Another one is Earth Balls Fair Trade Milk Chocolate. It's great tasting fair trade chocolate balls that are wrapped in paper that looks like the earth.
Right.
So people like that.
We probably don't have time for all of them, Doc, but the one thing I will say, the unfortunate part, you or I could say, you know what, we want to make our neighborhood better and buy all that. And that's what I serve when you come to my house on Halloween. The problem is, my kids are going to still go to everyone else's house who's giving out Reese's.
That's correct. So what you have to do is, when the kid comes home, trade them. And there's other things that you could do. There's non-candy alternatives, like they have little things of Play-Doh. They have stickers. They have those tattoos that kids like. Sidewalk chalk, bubbles, plastic jewelry, and things like that. So you could, number one, give that out, and it's cheap, and also trade your kids. Also,
okay,
depending on their age, you could try to teach them what's healthy and what's not healthy, but if they're 5 years old, that only goes so far.
Dr. Keith Cantor back with us this morning with some great advice there. The only one I would argue with is the Play-Doh, because there are some kids I've known who would eat the Play-Doh.
Well, it depends on their age.
Yeah, right.
But you know what? It's healthier than sugar.
I'm quoting you on that. Play-Doh is healthier than sugar. That should be their slogan. Sounds like an ad campaign just waiting to happen. All right. Dr. Cantor, thank you so much for joining us on this day before Halloween.
Great, thanks, and have a nice Halloween.
You too, thank you very much.
Bye.
The doc just ruined my Halloween. Everything's bad. Have a nice Halloween. I'm just going to stay home and eat pirate booty all night.
Back in 1938, on this day,